Chapter 4. Matt spent all of Monday writing an account of the thing he had to call a time machine. He could change the name to something less fantastic before anybody else read it. The disappearing machine? Not much better. He wouldn't finish the paper, of course, until he had a live turtle and video footage. Or a dead one and blankness, whatever. There wasn't much to say about the physics involved, the disappearing or time-traveling mechanism, especially since reproducing the machine didn't reproduce the effect. It had to be some accidental feature of its construction. But he was understandably reluctant to take it apart. In all likelihood, he wouldn't find anything conclusive, and when he put it back together, it might just be a photon calibrator again. The report was only 5 pages long, and even he had to admit that it wasn't very impressive. He could have set up this iteration better. The machine was going to reappear at 8:16 Wednesday night in his shabby apartment. He could have taken it back to the lab and had it appear on Professor Marsh's desk at 10 in the morning. Or in the middle of the rotunda in Building 1, high noon, with hundreds of students as witnesses. Then again, there was something to be said for keeping control over the conditions of the experiment. If he had done a public demonstration now, it probably wouldn't be him who pushed the button the next time. The machine was technically the property of MIT's Center for Theoretical Physics. They had only given him a degree and a job, both begrudgingly. He wasn't eager to turn over the science scoop of the century to them. When he checked on his email that afternoon, he found he had one less reason to be loyal to the center and MIT. He'd been fired. Technically, the funding for his appointment had not been renewed, so there'd be no paycheck after January 1st. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The message had come from the center's administrative assistant, not Professor Marsh, but it was Marsh who had done it, who hadn't renewed the appointment. Matt picked up the phone and put it back down. Go talk to him in person. On the clattering ride down to Cambridge, he considered and rejected various strategies. He knew better than to appeal to the old man's mercy.